Kathy Cohen.
I'm standing in Chicago's Chinatown, right by the big red arch that straddles Wentworth Avenue.
You call it the gate, the arch,
yeah,
or...
Gate, yeah, I call it the gate. I don't know if that's right, but we call it the gate.
That's Debbie Liu, an activist who grew up here. We're looking toward downtown. You can see the skyline under the arch. And we're talking about a giant new neighborhood slated to be built just north of here. 10,000 new households, commercial, office space. It's called the 78.
You know, if the 78 comes to pass, I mean, we could see more and more of these skyscrapers come much, much closer to this gate.
Oh, absolutely. I think we are bracing ourselves.
Bracing, because Liu's been talking to leaders in other traditional Chinatowns about the impact of development. What she's hearing, Chinatowns are disappearing.
The size of Chinatowns is shrinking.
Anjun Chowdhury is with a Washington, D.C. group that connects Chinatowns across the country. When they want to show how bad things can get, they take people to Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown, which is now just 20% Asian.
It's really the worst case scenario. If you walk around in Chinatown, D.C., what you see is Chipotle and other chain restaurants in Chinese.
D.C. passed a law saying signs in Chinatown had to be in Chinese characters.
There are a few restaurants left. You see an arch that represents Chinese culture, but what you're missing is the neighborhood that used to be here before.
Real estate prices in the neighborhood took off after a pro sports arena was built, and low-income Chinese who formed the backbone of the community couldn't afford it anymore. Activists say Chinatowns in Boston, Philadelphia, New York, and San Francisco are seeing similar dynamics. Sissy Trin directs the Southeast Asian Community Alliance in Los Angeles, Chinatown. She says history explains why Chinatowns are now at risk. 100 years ago, discrimination forced the Chinese to live and work in their own communities.
They were in very undesirable neighborhoods, but now they're in super desirable neighborhoods, right? Downtown areas next to formerly industrial districts that are now being converted into high-end lofts.
You can see all this happening in L.A., Trin says.
New luxury buildings moving in, new hipster restaurants.
And as lower-income Chinese residents move out, businesses like grocery stores close.
The spaces have been converted into architecture firms, art studios.
Trin says tourists might not understand that Chinatowns are real communities. They're full of businesses and social services that Chinese immigrants need. And neighbors have bonds.
Here in LA Chinatown, you'll see the seniors with their little carts walking down the hill and then doing their day's grocery shopping, stopping for a cup of tea and some gossip with their neighbors.
As new Asian communities form in the suburbs, services for low-income people in particular are not being replicated there, Trin says. That loss of community and people being priced out of a neighborhood they need, this is what worries Debbie Liu in Chicago's Chinatown about the massive new 78 neighborhood coming in. As we're standing on Wentworth, Liu is constantly waving or nodding to people walking by.
It's really funny because I stand on this corner and I like see somebody that I know every like 10 minutes. And I think that's a really positive thing for Chinatown because everyone knows each other. It's a real community.
There is a big twist in the story of what's happening to Chinatowns nationwide, and that is Chicago. So far, Chicago has not been D.C. or L.A. In fact, Chinese-owned businesses here have been growing. So has the Chinese population. Our historic Chinatown is 90% Asian, and the community is spilling over. Asians are now the biggest racial group in neighboring Bridgeport, too. Andrew Leong studies Chinatowns. He's a professor at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He's also an advisor on a documentary being made. It's called Three Chinatowns. It features D.C. as the dead or dying Chinatown, Boston's flagging Chinatown, and Chicago.
We thought this is the Chinatown that could be, the Chinatown that is surviving, the Chinatown that is growing and thriving.
Then he found out about the 78.
He basically said, oh, my God, you know, at this rate, Boston Chinatown may last longer in its authenticity as a traditional historic Chinatown than what is going to happen once the influence, the impact of the 78 comes in.
The city's planning department says it will implement a formal preservation plan if Chinatown residents want one. Activists say the most important thing is to prevent real estate prices and rents from skyrocketing and low-income people from being pushed out. When I asked the developer of the 78, Related Midwest, what measures exist to protect Chinatown, they sent me to talk to award-winning landscape architect Ernie Wong. He's designing the street that will connect Chinatown to the 78 and downtown. Wong looks at what's happening to other Chinatowns around the country and...
I compare that to what's happening with a lot of the neighborhoods in Chicago, and I get scared about that.
But Wong thinks Chicago's Chinatown has some built-in protections. A park he designed on the edge of the community can serve as a buffer between Chinatown and the 78. The growth of the community is another protection.
Your prognosis is that everybody just kind of shifts toward Bridgeport and McKinley Park? Is that what would happen with the...
I actually do think that's going to happen. That's going to be, you know, the authentic, you know, that's where you have to go to get your really good dumplings at a cheap price.
Wong also thinks a lot of wealthy Chinese will be very attracted to the 78. Instead of seeing it as a threat to Chinatown, he thinks it's a release valve, offering well-off Chinese somewhere to live. And he thinks the developer of the 78 has a stake in seeing an authentic ethnic Chinatown survive.
Because it makes their development much more interesting. I mean, to be able to say, we're here, but look how close we are to... It's almost like lakefront property.
Debbie Liu, the Chicago Chinatown activist, says based on the experience of other Chinatowns, Chicago really needs to plan. Maybe Ernie Wong is right in his predictions, and there's nothing to worry about. The problem is, if he's wrong, the stakes are really high, says Liu.
We're losing culture, we're losing history that we might not be able to ever get back.
Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.